Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance for our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display God's glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Foreigners shall till your land and dress your vines. But you shall be called priests of the Lord. You shall be named ministers of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of the nations, and in the riches you shall glory. Because their shame was double and dishonor was proclaimed as our lot, therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Perhaps there is something innately sad about Ash Wednesday. It's dark, it's rainy, and there's quiet in the night. Ash Wednesday is a far cry from the celebration of our Fat Sunday celebration. The shouting, singing, dancing, the bright colors faded away, now muted by black ash. Yes, there's something innately sad about the day. Thinking about death is sad. It's hard and heavy. It's not something any of us really want to deal with. I suppose that's why it never has a big attendance. Ash Wednesday isn't riddled with the guilt that comes on Maundy Thursday. It isn't filled with the questioning or indictments. There is no looming cross, but there are shadows. It is dark, and death is present. Ashes. Blackened ash. From the palms of last year's Palm Sunday are the remains, this year's ashes. Everything dies. Everyone does. It's hard to think about, unpleasant at its best. And yet some things need to die. It's those things that keep us from living, that stuff that hinders us, that builds a wall between ourselves and others, between ourselves and God. There's bad things in this world. Stuff that needs to die off so something new can grow. There's big things that none of us has full control over, institutions of injustice that are hard to fall, near impossible to bring down. We cannot kill it alone, but together. Together we can do so much more than we can apart. Can we dismantle the injustice of this world? Well, we won't know until we try. David killed Goliath. What oppressive giant needs to die in our world? In yours. Now, I'm not suggesting that we take on murderous deeds, but there are things that need to die. So let them. That's a hard one for me because I don't like anything to die. Some things just hang on too long because I won't let them die. I'll keep them on life support, lest they die at my hands. Too fearful am I to let go. And then there's some things that are slowly killing me. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And I just let them work away at me. Little by little, brick by brick, tearing me down. I might even play a role in killing my own soul. What about you? What's killing you? What are you keeping alive that just needs to go? What is it that we need to kill off together? And what would happen if we just let go? Perhaps it seems a bit ironic that Ash Wednesday begins with the season of Lent by facing the end. And yet it is only by recognizing our own mortality that we can live fully in our present. If we were to live forever, we might not be troubled by the injustice of our world. We might let the nagging negativity drag us down because we'd know it couldn't possibly last forever. We might not care at all. We might just do nothing because this day wouldn't matter, knowing we had a million trillion more to come. And yet Ash Wednesday reminds us there's an urgency to our living. An urgency to our loving. Each day we are closer to our own death, and that means that every day we're gifted becomes all the more precious. There isn't time for putting off joy. There's no time in dwelling in hopeless and helplessness. There's no time to relish in self-hatred or wallow in our guilt. Ash Wednesday reminds us that though there is death all around us, there are some things that we need to let go of. We need to let die. And if we are wise, we will let them, because if we are wise, we will live. Because someday it will be us. Or worse, someday it will be the people we love. So what is it that's in between us and the people we love? What is it that's in between us and God? What needs to go so that life can be lived? It might not be easy. The Lenten road before us reminds us that we must face the cross. There were never promises that life would be easy. No. But life should be lived. And if we don't let certain things die, we won't be able to fully live. Today marks the beginning. And it does so by looking at the end. So think about what you want to be when your dust returns to dust. What legacy will you leave? What kind of mark will you have made? What mark will be left upon you? May you be marked by love. And may that be the measure of a life you've lived, marked by the urgency in which you love, the urgency in which you live. Amen.